In a lawsuit involving state alcohol regulators, Broovies, CinemaPub, and the movie Deadpool, Broovies has scored a major victory. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
At a press conference Friday afternoon, Broovies employees and attorney Rocky Anderson celebrated their victory in court.
It is a major victory for the people.
Anderson praised the theater and its owner, Randy Miller, for challenging the statute at the center of the case.
Our liberties are always going to be at stake. It's people like Randy Miller and businesses like Broovies standing up against these violations of our Constitution that help ensure all of our freedoms.
The case began in early 2016 when the State Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control, or DABC, issued a warning to Broovies for serving alcohol during the movie, which features nudity and a simulated sex scene. The DABC said under a state law that prohibits liquor licensees from showing full nudity or sexually explicit content, Broovies could be fined and have its license revoked. The theater sued, claiming the law violated the First Amendment. In a ruling issued late Thursday, U.S. District Court Judge David Neufer agreed. The theater is celebrating its victory by inviting patrons to free screenings of films it had previously been cited for showing, including showings of Deadpool on September 8th and 9th. The Utah Attorney General's office, which represented the DABC, says it is reviewing the decision and hasn't decided if it will appeal. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.